Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Night out, turn it on.
Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Night out, turn it on.
With your host Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's up?
Hello, hello, hello. Tuesday night.
That's right. How do I sound, guys? Because I know we had some technical difficulties last time, but how I sound? All right?
You sound good.
Okay,
where's
perfect.
Erica Chanel?
Erica Chanel will be joining us very soon. And, hey, you know what? Tonight's show is sponsored in part by Adorn Media. Where can they hear about Adorn Media, Ms. Tia D? Talk to us real quick.
I like how you're trying to get on my good side, but we're not going to go there. You can reach Adorn Media. We are a marketing firm which can handle take your small business and get you big results. You can reach us at adornmedia.com. That's adorn-media.com.
I like that. Yeah, so you take something small and get a big result.
Mm-hmm.
Think on that. All right. So anyway, everybody, yeah, we have a jam-packed show tonight. A lot is going on in the world. Man, it's been one heck of a week. Of course, you know, we got to talk about Paris, and then we also got to talk about the Syrian refugees coming here to America. I need to know how y'all feel about that. Tia, give us the number so they can call in and talk to us as well. If you don't know,
now you know. The number is 323-443-7453. Again, that number is 323-443-7453. I'm sure Nighttime will be opening up the chat room very shortly. Get at us.
It's open right now. Not sure what's happening with Miss Chanel there, but I'm sure she will be calling in shortly to participate in tonight's topics. But man, it is, you know, I'm just glad to be alive. Some stuff you just...
That's for sure.
You know what I mean? It's been one heck of a day. The chat room is open. I'm broadcasting this out to Facebook and everywhere else. But we do have a guest coming up tonight. It's an independent artist. For those who are trying to get your music heard, your message across, this is the format to do so on. Fast approaching 16,000 listeners and counting. We have a artist by the name of Third Twin. He's going to be, we're going to play some of his music tonight, and he might even just call in. It's a very real song that he has, but he's doing his thing. So shout out to him, and we'll get into that. But first, let's just, you know, do some basic conversation here. Tia, what's your thoughts on Paris? Let's just jump right into that, because that's the hot button topic right now. Have you been following that? Have you had any information on that yourself?
I have been following it. I really don't think you have a choice to follow it at this point, because not only is it broadcast on every major media outlet, there's also a ton of support being shown via lightings and flags, et cetera. It's actually kind of scary, the world we live in, the fact that you cannot, just for example, the people in Paris, some people who died in that massacre were actually just out having dinner. I read about two sisters that got killed having dinner celebrating their friend's birthday. Some people were out enjoying a concert. Some people were at football, they call it there, over there, but it's soccer to us.
Mm-hmm.
That you just can't go out and have a good time without you know, being subjected to this stuff. And a part of the problem for me, what it really stems from, is at least it's for the United States. I can only speak for the United States. I'm not a Parisian. So we are always in someone else's business. Like, we're
wow.
always putting our foot, our finger, our toe, something in someone else's
something.
Business. And it really comes down to, it's really about resources. Like, there's always a hidden agenda in there, and why we're over there. Because that whole, if you like, because of course with everything going on, you kind of like do research on like what's really going on. Where did this really stem from?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this 5-minute video today that kind of like broke it down a little bit. It's basically Assad, who was in control of Syria. He basically was getting out of control, I guess, filling himself. So there was a bunch of groups that one group that kind of broke off from him, which was the rebels. And then there was another group who didn't like his dictatorship as well, the Kurds, and they broke off. And then some of the rebels, then they separated, and then you had the jihadists that came over and they formed ISIS. So now you got the Kurds, you got the rebels, you have ISIS, you have Assad still trying to show his power. Then you got
exactly.
all the surrounding territories over there. Their foot in. You got Russia up there. Now we coming over in the U.S. You got Saudi Arabia involved. You got Iran involved. It's just, you got Turkey involved.
What?
It's just, this started as like a civil war within Syria. Now everybody's involved and everybody's suffering for it. Not only the Syrian people, because I think I read a stat that said in the last 4 years that this serious war has been going on, over 250,000 people have been killed.
This is true.
It's just like, I went on the rant there. You asked me one question, and I went on the rant, but, you know. But it's
yes.
deep as that. It's scary yes. because I don't even
yes.
like going to large crowded groups in fear that
mm-hmm.
something's going to happen.
Gotcha.
So, that's my thesis. I digress.
Wow, thank you for that dissertation. Your thesis is correct. But you definitely kind of hit on some of the topics I was going to ask you about, because now we're definitely involved in it, and now we understand that they're going to bring in the refugees to America. Now, I'm still trying
yeah.
to understand why. Now, apparently, they've already let some, I guess, at least 24 U.S. governors said that they want Syrian refugees barred from resettling in their states. And I guess the government's saying that there's all these types of checks and stuff that they have to go through before they get here. But some would say that this is just a way for them to get to the country and you're going to be part of that group, whatever group, the Kurds, whatever it is, ISIS, one of them is going to come in here, and that's how we're going to have a big situation going on. Do you think they should allow them into the country or no?
Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Erica, welcome.
Technical difficulties, yes.
Oh, yes. All right, well, join in.
That's a very good question, Timothy.
Yes.
Now,
I guess Erica will answer.
Sorry,
yes.
I'm going to answer. Yes, I just interrupted. I do apologize.
No worries.
So my view is that, because you know what? We're constantly letting, you know, everybody into this country, and then, you know, anarchy ensues because, you know, we're letting everyone in here. And I just feel like we don't know. My issue is, though, that they're saying that they want to do like some type of test, because if some
mm-hmm.
of the governors are saying if you're Christian it's okay, but if you're Muslim
mm-hmm.
you're not. But how are you supposed to know? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no way. What kind of test can you actually give someone? Now, I did read that a supporter of Jeb Bush, a 34-year-old Syrian American, has family there, and they went to Belgium or they went somewhere, and they told them, they asked them three questions, and they turned them away. Now, they didn't say if they were Muslim or Christian, but, I mean, it's scary. You know what I'm saying? Because
I don't think we should have, I don't think a religion should come into play with it, because there are some Muslims that do not, that just like someone said something really I don't think it was profound, but they brought up a good point today. They said just because if you could be a Christian and you could be a Muslim, but if your if your tendencies is violence, then you're going to be violent. Whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Muslim, you're going to be violent. There are violent Christians, there are violent Muslims, there are violent Buddhists. You know, if you're a violent person, regardless of what your religion may be, you're going to into violence. So I really don't think it should have anything to do with whether you're Christian or Muslim. And at this point, you don't know who's who, because they're recruiting people that have been brought up as Christians or whatever religion, and they're making these people who are susceptible and I guess have self-esteem issues, they know the right profile to get. So it doesn't matter. We have our own domestic terrorism issues to deal with.
Right. So
I don't know if letting 10,000 people into the country is a smart idea, because you can't vet them all.
Right. Exactly. Like, some people here are homeless and don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you want to bring these? Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to feed them? Who's going to clothe them? Who's going to house them? Us? We're going to work jobs that we don't really like, and we got to pay taxes for them.
Right.
That's what's going to be thought, and that's what we have to think about. So what does happen? Okay, you're here, now what? I mean, because clearly we have our own homeless problem. There's obviously people that still go into bed with no food in their stomach here in this country, and yet we're playing friend to the world and trying to bring in more people.
That's the problem. That's why we are the way we are. Everybody's looking for America to save the day. Well, we are not Captain Save-A-Hoes.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know how they became hoes.
You know what I mean? Y'all hoes.
Yeah, I know. Now, hey, listen, guys, if you want to chime in with the conversation, the number is 323-443-7453. So let's turn our attention real quick to how the disparity, I guess, in how can I put it? Disparity in the media coverage from what's happening in Paris and Kenya. Now, this has been a hot-button issue for some. I've been noticing Facebook, a lot of people feel some type of way. They're like, well, how come people throwing up the Kenyan flag, and what does that have to do with this situation? It's totally different. But, I mean, in all reality, how many people knew about the Kenyan situation, 140 or 156 people that got killed over there in the turmoil that's happening in that country? How many people are aware of that? How many people care? How many of you have the Facebook little insignia or whatever they got for Kenya?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's up with that?
Here's a problem. Because any time these acts happen, they all should be treated equally. Like, you know, here we have the, you know, Black Lives Matter, but in terms of terrorism, all lives matter. Like, it's like, and also the changing, I can't get into the hype of changing my Facebook profile picture to support. I support these people and I empathize with them wholeheartedly. However, if we did that, we would be changing our profile pictures every day. There's so much going on all the time that we don't even hear about. So you can't just change for one. You have to sympathize for all. And unfortunately, it starts with us. We have to also be the eyes and ears. And the government needs to take, like, I know they get constant notifications about potential terrorist attacks all the time. Take heed to this shit. Excuse me. Take heed to this stuff. Pay attention. Because the Paris thing, they clearly said they got intelligence about it the day before. Did you guys hear today that they did prevent another mass bombing in Germany?
Yes.
They found that huge ambulance with all those explosives outside of the stadium and evacuated people in time.
What I don't understand is, I'm sorry, I just have a problem with the fact that just like in Paris, okay, so you know, you're fighting for your cause, and, you know, you're going to strap a bomb to yourself, and you're going to blow yourself up. It's because they're over there praying, saying that they're going to be, what are they going to, the promised land if they do this? Like, what is their mental state of these people who are willing to give up their, and most of them are young, in their 20s, to give up their young lives to kill other people? Like, what are you doing? You're not even, I mean, it's not like you want to be here to celebrate.
Well, I think there was a rumor. Now, this could be a rumor, but I think you get a couple 40s and you get a couple whores up in heaven. I don't know. I think that's what it's
like. I
can't. No, but that's something to do with the virgins. There's like supposed to be like a couple of virgins. I do think that's part of it. I don't know. But again, these are people who don't have nothing to begin with. You know what I mean? So there's really nothing to live for. What are you living for?
Not all of them. Some of them, like, you know, their families speak out and they're like, you know, he wasn't this way and I don't understand. And it's like they get brainwashed. It's like they're in a cult. You know, I mean, basically it is a cult, telling them if you do this, then this is what happened, will happen to you. And it's ridiculous. Like,
well, they firmly
believe
that if they do follow through with, they firmly believe that in the afterlife they will be rewarded. Like, it brings them honor to do this for them. Like, they wholeheartedly believe that. And you have to believe that in order to set off a bomb on your body. There's no way you can tell me they are not strong in their faith. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's serious. Well, I can't get to church two Sundays in a row sometime.
Right, yeah. You know, so.
That ain't happening. Now, what about something else I wanted to talk about? How do you feel about the Pope, apparently, now allegedly, we'll say, had mentioned something about this being the beginning of the Third World War. How do you feel about that?
Wait,
and,
the Pope,
have you heard
this?
No, I haven't heard that.
And I don't like the way that sounds either. I mean, it is scary, and you do kind of turn towards that, because you say to yourself, are you safe? Are you safe wherever you go? I mean, we can't go to the movies. We can't go to the mall. You know, you're not safe in your home. Where can you be safe?
Well, I wanted to kind of focus on that because now, I mean, you know, it's online. If anybody wants to check it out, I'll give you his exact words, so I don't want to be misquoted. But now you're supposed to be a man of peace, right? So,
right.
You should probably be the last person talking about, you know, a war, because this is, you know, it's from news.spectator.co.uk, all that craziness. So the question was, Holy Father, yeah, I know, right? Holy Father, how do you feel about the tragedy of Paris? He said, I feel deeply touched and grieved. I don't understand, but these things are hard to understand, things done by human beings. As I'm deeply touched, grieved, and I pray, I'm very close to beloved French people, blah, 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 blah. Then he says, the question was, you spoke many times about the World War, in pieces. He said, yes, this is a piece of it. There's no justification for such things. But anyway, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I just feel like I was just saying.
I know, I'm listening to you. No, but I mean, that is kind of crazy. But that's a little tidbit of information. But I do want to remind everybody that in a few minutes, we're going to be coming up with some new music from this artist named Third Twin, and I'm going to tell you where you can go and check him out. So you can vote for him because he's actually having it's an Artist on the Verge contest, okay? He was ranked number 5 the other day, so this is a lot of upcoming people doing their thing as far as the music is concerned. Now, let's turn our attention to something totally different, and then we can get back to the meat and potatoes. What's going on with Charlie Sheen? Somebody help me with this.
Well, I'm not surprised. He looked positive. Okay, positive.
Don't say that. That's a negative connotation. Don't do that.
Charlie Sheen looks like he got something.
He don't look. Well, how do you? No, no. He's not. He don't have AIDS. He has HIV. He has the virus that carries.
He looks like he got. No. I'm aware of what HIV is, Erica. What? But the man looked like he got something.
Now, he looked like he always looked like that because he's always been strung out. That's why.
Something.
Whatever. Shut up, Tia.
He's always been strung out.
He's always been with prostitutes. You know he was with on that list of Heidi Fleiss. He spent like $50,000 on prostitutes. He's always been on drugs.
to be honest with you.
Like I said, he got something.
He got an angel
on his back. He got that monkey on his back. Ain't that what they say to old people say?
He got that monkey on his back. Well, I mean, me not following him, I never really watched the shows, but me just looking at this picture of him, it does look like, you know, you definitely got something going on. What does that say? I mean, is that alarming for, I mean, I'm sure this can't be nothing new for Hollywood. I mean, you think that's something out of the ordinary, or they just cover it up? Because the word is, I guess, that he's been paying people off or something like that, I guess, to keep it quiet. Is that true? Anybody know?
Well, he was being blackmailed.
Right.
He was being blackmailed because as soon as you come out and say that you have something like this, I mean, it's, you know, people look at you in a different way. They view you a different way. So
I'm looking at pictures of this man, and I can't. I'm looking
whatever.
At this man's face, and I just can't. No. Mm-mm. No.
To me, he still looks the same as he always is. He's only been diagnosed 4 years ago. I mean, but it is
hard.
It's his personal business, but they were blackmailing him. They say he spent like $10 million. Because anybody who knew, like from the maid to the, you know what I'm saying, anybody could have known, especially people that are around him, you know, people snoop, you know what I'm saying, especially with people like him, a celebrity, because they're looking for that money.
Well, I mean, what was the big deal? What's the secret? I mean, like, was that going to stop his movie career? I mean,
no, but
I mean,
you see Magic Johnson. It wasn't.
Yeah, well,
I guess he just didn't want people to know.
Well, that's understood, but I guess.
I mean,
the people that.
That's his personal business, though. Is he really going to have a press conference to announce his? I just want to let everyone know. Like that's not
something.
But
didn't you say earlier that he said he had sex with 200 people in the last 4 years?
Well, then I guess that's why. Yeah, well, that was a tribute to that.
I mean, and that's just in the 4 years. I mean, this is a man who's been running around. I mean, imagine how many people he's had sex with. Imagine.
At least 200.
I say thousands of women. Thousands.
You know, so
of women.
He's going to be just like Magic Johnson. He's going to get, you know, because he does have HIV. He doesn't have AIDS right now. He's going to be treated. Well, he's been treated. He's got money. So it's probably never, ever going to develop into AIDS. It's always going to stay as, you know, the HIV.
Right.
Because they don't barely talk about Magic Johnson and what he – it's never mentioned. It's always about his movie theaters and
Well, they're saying that his count is so low, it's almost negligible. It's not even – but, again, that's probably because Dr. Seedy, who also helped Left Eye – yo, straight up. No, hey, you can call it what you want. But if you get HIV,
that was the one that Left Eye was with, right?
Yes, I bet you if you get something, you're going to be calling me Tim. What was the name of that guy? And then I'm like, well,
yeah, I know his name, that's for sure. I know his name.
But here's some news that people didn't know. Is that a lot of people said that it wasn't true, that he was able to cure people from pretty much everything. And the reality was when he went to court, they said, well, can you produce 12 people that have been verified to have had cancer, whatever it is, and been cured for it. He brought 77 people to the courtroom, okay, that he had took from disease, whatever that may be, into good health. So, say what you say. So, it's the truth, and it's all about the food you eat and natural stuff. But anyway,
well, praise God, Dr. Seedy.
Yep, Dr. Seedy, in case anybody want to know.
Well, Ronda Rousey got beat.
Yes,
she got kicked right in her face. I couldn't watch the instant replay. I've been seeing stills, and that was just enough for me. I was like, oh, that looked like that hurt.
Yeah, it sure did.
Her face changed. When your face metamorphoses into something else.
You know you're in trouble.
Yes.
She wasn't ready.
From what I hear, though, I hear she, like, went to step back and, like, slipped and came around, and that foot was like, bam. Mm. Did anyone watch it?
I didn't watch it.
I only saw, like, I saw a replay of it, and I saw a lot of memes, you know, making fun of her and everything. I mean, it happened.
That's good.
Some of the greatest fall.
Yeah, the people are crazy. What is the term meme? I was trying to figure out what the heck is a meme. I'm like, am I that old that I don't know what's going on? But I first started hearing this term when Drake's whole thing called his highlight bling, and it's like, well, look at these memes. I'm like, what the heck is a meme? And who made it up?
Wait, you didn't know what a meme was? Meme is kind of a term that's been around forever. So
I've never
any
heard it.
Image. Any image or video that is accompanied by words is what the basic definition of a meme is.
Image accompanied by words.
Image or video accompanied by words, yes.
Gotcha.
But where did the word meme come from? Like, what?
Yeah.
It's just a word somebody made up. Just,
is that Greek for something or what?
What?
What? Let's see.
No, it's not that deep. But, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to jump into this song by Third Twin. So then we're going to come back right after that and continue to do what we do. Listen, we want to hear from you. I know this has definitely got to be on your mind like it's on ours. The number is 323-443-7453. That's the call-in number. The chat room is open. And before I do that, I want everybody to check this out. Actually, go to nighthouseradio.blogspot.com. There's a lot of great information on there. You can actually take a picture or see a picture of this artist that I'm talking about, artist on the Verge. His name is Third Twin. You can go to upcoming100.com/mobile/emerging/Third Twin. Now, save yourself the time. Go to nighthouseradio.blogspot. Let's get to it. And then we'll be right back. Let's check it out. Third Twin.
Man. Teardrops fall. Where you at? I miss you, bro. You know, it's right here. It's a little raffled out. A long way to heaven when you're halfway to hell. And my heart long way to heaven. It's off. Now, I ain't never been much but a fuck up in a low life. Sadistic, statistic, restricted my whole life. And I'm Christ-like. So of course they throw stones. Got me pulling out my hair, screaming, leave me alone. And I came across scrutiny. Had niggas shooting me. Got a scar patch, came back shooting stupidly. What you niggas do to me? I used to be innocent. Now I'm so sick, I need medical benefits. Survived 3 raids, and I ain't been to jail yet. Had bullets come close, but I ain't been to hell yet. A champ, and I put that on my mail like Sam's. I got hit with a 4-5 and walked it off like a cramp. Gangster, I was destined to be. Cause the block I was watching was in Sesame Street. Counting the drug addicts, that was the mathematics. The only Big Bird I ever saw was wrapped in plastic. We learned the alphabets, throwing up our sets. B's and C's and the D's got no respect. And I was too consumed with blowing up like balloons. Cause I was watching buffoons when they was watching cartoons. I'm turfed up, so I gotta keep it loaded and cocked. For these niggas that I keep seeing circle the block, I can't stop throwing up this, acting a fool. I know it's wrong, but fuck it, this is the life I choose. And I saw it in 98, back when Michael killed Chris after the smoke cleared. Checking my body, see if I'm hit. It's only two ways out in this gang banging and cane slanging. Them county blues are shaking hands with that man Satan. My cousin got AIDS. That nigga still living though. My mama disabled and I just lost my big bro. Close to the edge and I think I'm finna jump, yo. Gun to my head, pull a trigger, let my brains blow. Suicidal thoughts, man, what happened to my thing strong? Light kicked the nigga in his ass with the cleats on. I'm feeling like my son don't love me, he's so far away. I need to be a better father, maybe I should start today. Pop another pill cause I'm ill, man, I'm sick of this. Maybe I should 12-step my way to ridiculous. Alcohol dreams had me pissing in the kitchen and maybe they'll finally listen when I'm gone and I'm missing. I'm crying out for help, man. Your boy fucked up. I'm drinking heavily. My addict addiction is turned up. It's like if it wasn't for bad, I wouldn't have no luck. I'm slipping, falling, and I can't get up. Yeah, I wouldn't have no luck. I'm slipping, falling, and I can't get up. If it wasn't for bad, I wouldn't have no luck. I'm slipping, falling, and I can't get up. I'm talking. Way to heaven, when you halfway to hell. Might as well. Long way to heaven, when you halfway to hell.
All right. And we're back. That was very true. Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Him?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question about that.
I was actually say something about that, actually. Did you want to ask a question first, or do you want me to say something about it?
So, well, I just want to know the profanity that I heard on the song. Is that something that we're now incorporating in the show?
It is not necessarily. I was going to address that. Thank you for addressing the elephant.
Really? I was about to say, what the fuck was that? That's all I said. It was okay. I was like, okay.
Well, no, it is what it is, part of the show. But normally, there's a time and place for everything, people. I don't think this was the time nor place. Nevertheless, but shout out to Dirt Twin, vote for him. Check out the page now, radio.blogspot. Check him out, support him. But generally, yes, we do want the records edited. So that's not the case tonight. But what would you take on the song itself? What do you think? Minus the niggas and... but what do you think about that?
Minus that in Sesame Street and Big Bird, it was all right.
That was cool. All right. Well, hey, he's our Fiverr guest, so we definitely appreciate the support here at Nighthouse Radio. So we let people express themselves, do their thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we roll. So what else is going on in the world, ladies? What's new? What's up?
They are trying to, legalize recreational marijuana. There's a bill that they're trying to pass. So I just feel like it could help out with a lot of jobs and, basically income for, and then people won't be getting in trouble for it because basically a lot of people smoke. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like how alcohol is. You just can't, do it when you're at work or whatever, or driving. But, people still going to do that anyway. But,
here's
less tragic smoking weed than it is drinking and driving.
Exactly. Right. That was going to be my next comment. When you are, there's a big difference between being under the influence of alcohol versus being under the influence of marijuana. I feel like, as I'm speaking, candidly, when you are under the influence of marijuana, I feel like your vision is you're very focused, you're very on point. You're more so likely to do the speed limit versus speeding. When you're under the influence of alcohol, you essentially have no control of the alcohol. You can't believe, you blame it on the alcohol because the alcohol now has control over you. So, I digress.
Well, yeah, they're talking about serious revenue. Look at Colorado. They're definitely, I don't think they're going to throw a bad, they're doing their thing. It is what it is. You can't stop people from using it. If you can use it for medicinal purposes, I imagine some people feel it's okay to use it for recreation as well. And it's revenue. That's what the state is always, trying to raise money or find money.
Right. Right. But, Christie's against it, of course, but... once it happens, the adults 21 and above will be permitted to possess up to an ounce of marijuana and grow as many as 6 plants, though public use, of course, would still be prohibited.
That always pisses me off. So it's legal, I guess, only in your house, basically. So if you're in the crib, you can't be walking down the street.
Assuming so. I guess it's like how they're kind of trying to cut out cigarette smoking in a public places, so I'm assuming you won't be able to just light up your weed wherever you want.
You have to go to the moon, I guess.
If you was out with your kids, and would you want them to
be
around that?
No, I'm not just fine at all.
I'm just saying.
It makes sense.
Smoke around my child.
Right.
See, the thing is,
so that's probably why
parents, some parents are going to abuse that. Some parents do that right now. So much less when it's legal.
Most definitely.
I've seen pictures on Facebook where parents have given their kids some weed. You've seen those little pictures of little kids, you know, smoking and stuff like that? Is their parents? That's ridiculous. But that happened.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous.
That's trifling people who obviously they don't have any home training, and now they're repeating the cycle with their children.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys also hear about the law they might be passing about smoking inside of a car with children inside? That's like one of the worst. With all the studies and things that you could do that have been done, the show, just secondhand smoke in general, for like you as a parent, because if you got a habit, so be it. You got a habit. But why does your children have to suffer for your habit?
Exactly. Like, Tia, what's your pet peeve you always say?
Oh, senior smoking. Yeah. It just seems wrong to me.
What is it called?
Seniors. Like, when you see, like, old people smoking, they got these canes, they smoking their cigarettes, and it's just like, come on.
Like, they old? What else they got to do?
I know. I just don't like it. Like, you got your cane. Like, sit down and relax. Like, what you polluting your lungs. You're struggling to breathe already, and you putting this smoke in your lungs. I just don't like it, especially the ones with the canes, and they smoking, and they just caning away. Yeah, baby, you got it. I just, I don't like it. That's me.
Ain't nothing else going on. Let them enjoy that.
That's like looking at a pregnant girl smoking.
Well, no, that's different. That's a whole other thing.
I've said something to many old women about that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yes. If any reason to quit is if you're carrying a child, like I just said, just because you got a habit don't mean your kids got to develop your habit.
You got a habit?
Wait, you know what else? That's the meme. Have y'all seen
it? It is a Greek word, Tim. It is Greek, though, FYI.
Oh, that was good, Tim.
Uh-huh.
It's derivative from a Greek word. But go ahead.
Are y'all listening to me?
We are.
Have you seen the memes? Have you seen the memes with Ben Carson and his wife? First of all, have you seen his wife?
No. Actually. Is she white?
Oh, you need to Google his wife.
Let's take a look at Ben Carson's wife.
Let's do it.
Please do that right away. As soon as possible.
Candy Carson? Oh,
yes. Shit.
Candy
Carson. You look sweet.
Which one?
To each his own. You know?
Oh, Candy Carson?
Lord. This is not a good. Oh, no.
I think the joke is that basically there was one I saw where they had a picture there was a meme with it had a Barack and Michelle, and then they had Ben Carson and his wife. And I forgot what it said, but it was hilarious because
it said, "Hi, I'm President Barack Obama, and I have DirecTV." And the other one says, "Hi, I'm presidential candidate Ben Carson, and I have cable."
Yes.
We can't go from this to this. That's not good.
Yeah, exactly. Michelle and Barack looking hot. And then them two was looking like, child. I was like, oh, no.
Isn't he a doctor? She need to see Ming Lee at the corner store. Because this hair she got in is not good.
And then they got another one. I think I sent it to y'all earlier. It says they look like they read the terms and conditions. And it's a picture.
They definitely reading the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
His campaign manager should have been, soon as he decided to run, she should have been, especially with the epitome that is, in the essence, that is Michelle Obama, okay?
She ain't all that. She's like a dude.
She's all that, but she has style and she has grace. You cannot take that away from her. She carries herself very well. Okay? This gumma line
right here.
She is like this right here.
A hot mess.
There's going to be some type of cheating scandal with him. There will be women coming out the woodworks.
I will say this. That's not what I thought. I thought you'd be some attractive white lady.
I can see her being.
I definitely see him with a white woman. But with this blazer with the white shirt and this, you know, the skirt? Is that the one everybody looking
yes.
at?
Yes.
Yeah. But they both dull. They both dull together.
Be
like, he's
be
not exciting at all.
Listen, was a mess before, you add on Candy. She got another name named Candy. Like, she's so sweet
yeah.
or something.
It's like Candy.
Mm-mm. It's like old Candy.
Mm-hmm. Your grandma
that candy
in that dish.
That old butterscotch. That
right.
old dry to stick into the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck it. Yeah. Oh, no, I ain't
so
never seen it. Ooh,
so that's Candy. That's Candy Carson.
Oh, he kissing her in her mouth right here. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
That's not good. Mm-mm. Here go a meme with Barack side eye and Ben Carson like, what? Mm-mm. No, that's
so
not good. Well, this man don't been, this man don't been caught in so many lies. Like, what you lying for? Like, now, you know they going
who
looking to you.
About?
Like,
who got caught
Ben. Ben.
Oh, Ben Carson.
Yes.
I didn't know who you was talking about. I thought you were jumping to something else.
No, we still talking about Ben.
Oh, okay.
Tim,
we
still talking about Ben.
Tim, are you still
I don't know where he is, but we'll just keep on carrying
it's our
on.
Our show now, Tia.
It's our show.
It is.
And Tia, and we like to boom. Thank you. You
we're taking over.
You taking it? Are we taking it over?
If we were taking it over, you know we'd be on here cutting
up. Listen, we ain't cutting up. Showing up, cutting up. Showing up, having a good time. But yeah, so before we went to the song break, were we talking about Charlie Sheen before
we're
then?
Talking about
yes.
Charlie Sheen, and then
yep.
oh, you're back. You back
oh.
with us?
Back in the
yes,
house.
What? I'm back in the
house. Oh, okay, you're
right,
there.
So, yes, what
yeah,
about Charlie
I didn't get that. I was talking about before we went to the song break, we were talking about Charlie Sheen and himself. Has Charlie Sheen been married? Oh, no, he has.
He was married three times.
Richard. Right.
Yeah,
what
got,
was the
like,
other one? Brooke Mueller or something like that?
His first wife was named Donna Peel. Then he married Brooke. He married Denise. Then he married Brooke. So he got two kids with Brooke, two with Denise, and one with the Donna Peel chick, I think.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Cause
she's, that's the oldest one, the oldest daughter, right?
Right. Now, I read that Brooke and her daughters were, they were tested, and they're negative. So,
same thing,
you know,
with Denise
knows?
And her children.
Right. So, you know. Well,
how do you get back on Charlie? How do you get back on Charlie Sheen?
Well, Charlie, we were trying to recap of what we were talking about before the music break.
Right. Gotcha.
So, is
Charlie
that okay?
Sheen. Now,
ooh,
do you think that's going
that
to make a... Yeah, it's fine. Do you think that's going to make an impact in his career at this point? Do people really care? Is there something sensationalized that's just going to go away?
No, they're going to take him as a hero and being so brave to tell his story to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
To show he's
right.
just like regular people.
True. Well, nobody cares.
You know? Oh, speaking of regular people, did you hear? Okay, so you know Caitlyn Jenner received, like, the Woman of the Year award from Glamour magazine, I believe it was. So a previous recipient of the award was a woman who actually sacrificed herself to save people. I believe it was during 9/11. So the husband of this fallen victim, I believe she was a firefighter or a police officer, one or the other, he actually returned the award because he said by giving it to Caitlyn Jenner was an insult to his wife. So he said, you can have this award back because you're going to give it to this she-man, this woman, man, you know, whatever.
That's right.
And
that's right.
He said, I cannot have it because it's a complete insult to my wife. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I don't blame him. He was like,
you know what, and
me,
I am familiar with that story, and
I know
that Tim
good.
Is against Caitlyn. I mean,
his name is Bruce. You know, just stop calling that man no doggone Caitlyn. Stop
him
that's
her name.
Stop madness.
That's what
you'd have been brainwashed with everybody else. Cut that garbage out.
Look,
cut it
you
out.
Know what? That's that man's prerogative. And I guess in that situation, he feels like, you know, she actually sacrificed herself and they're
she
giving this to Caitlyn. I'm not going to say he or she. To Caitlyn because of why? Because she sacrificed cutting off her, you know what?
The issue is very simple. She is a woman, and that's what the award is designed to be given to, a woman, not a confused person with a penis portraying themselves as a woman. All right? So let's just keep it real. Ain't nobody politically correct. Don't care nothing about that. If you don't like it, keep listening anyway. We want you to listen.
It's a confused person with a penis.
Absolutely. That's all it is. And you still look horrible. I don't care how much makeup.
Right?
Yes, he does.
She didn't get. She didn't go through the sex reassignment surgery.
He didn't.
She still got a penis.
He still got it. He's got a wig on and bad mascara. It doesn't.
Tell me how you really feel, Tim.
I'm just saying. I mean, and I don't know. Understand this. Let me be clear, folks. Nighthouse Radio. We are.
Hello.
And he's gone. He's been
he was about to get on his soapbox too, boy.
Yes.
He was about to
His comments has been censored. See, Caitlyn has
right.
power. You know, Caitlyn
off.
Got money. Okay.
Caitlyn got more money than Chris got.
Yep. And Caitlyn
so.
Just shut off tonight of Nighthouse Radio.
Yes.
So
yes. Back to the T and Erica show.
So, yeah, I mean, as far as that case goes, I mean, I think to each its own, but I really, the husband was probably like, you did what? And to think about that, you know, he lost his wife and her sacrifices
right.
that, you know, she, you know, did to receive the award. And for Caitlyn to get the award, I don't even really know what she got the award for, because there's been a lot of controversy around her, because, you know, the whole transgender community is not supportive of Caitlyn being their spokesperson.
I know. I saw that.
Did you see that?
I know.
The confrontations and the picketing and stuff? They are not happy about Caitlyn being there. They're like, Caitlyn does not speak. Because you got to think about it. And just like they said, like on the couple times I did watch I Am Kate, most people
couldn't do it.
Yeah, most people who go through this transition do not have the resources that Bruce had to make his transition.
Getting like the legal hormones and shots and everything, and yeah.
Right.
I'm back, people.
So, we were just getting into transgender.
Just getting
started. Transgender community, yes. You were censored, Tim.
I guess so. I know they didn't like that, huh?
Right. It cut.
Because you was about to go off.
Because you know what? Everybody's going to have a voice except the regular person. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're able to be whatever you want to be, then I also should be able to say what I want to say and be what I want to be without feeling like, oh, I'm stepping somebody's toes.
This sounds like a PSA. Public service.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. Did we lose him again?
Hello,
look at that.
Tim?
Look at that.
They
like, he got to go. He's got to go. So back to what I was saying. So for the transgender community or whatever, a lot of them were saying how, what?
Uh-huh.
What's wrong?
What?
Wait,
oh, he's back.
On. He's back. He's back.
I'm back.
He's back.
And you know,
because,
what?
You know, I watch
Bruce?
A lot of like true. You ever watch like the MTV True Lives? And on Botch, they had some guy was on True Life, and then he ended up being on Botch. And what he did was he started out born a man. Then as a
uh-huh.
teenager, he decided he wanted to be a woman. Then
uh-huh.
he went back and changed back into a man, got his breast implant for everything cut off, and decided he wanted to be a man again. Like, that's a person that's really confused. And then he ended up on Botch. Dressed as a woman again.
Hmm.
And
trying to get some more breasts?
No, he wasn't. Was he trying to get breasts? I forgot. It was just too much of. I was like, I think I saw her, him before. And I'm going to say her,
shim.
Him.
Just
changing.
Say shim. Just say shim.
Yeah, because you shim. Don't know what you want to be. One minute you want to be a woman, then you want to be a man. You go through all this, all these surgeries to become a woman, all these hormone shots and everything, and then you change. Oh, you know, I want to be back. I want to be a boy again. You know, make up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like changing clothes.
Well,
that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why people are not. I mean, who gives you the right, I guess, to play with who you were created? Like, God, if people say they made no mistakes, then if he created you, you were born a certain way, then why not accept the way that you were born? What's wrong with you accepting that?
No, I have a friend.
With yourself.
You're right. I have a friend. He's a big proponent of people staying the way they are, not getting surgeries, not changing who you are. That's his thing. He just feels like everybody should just stay whatever God gave you. Just use that.
That's what it is. That's what I would think. It makes sense. Clearly, that's what he wants you to be. And people go off their feelings. Oh, I feel like this, that, and the fourth. Well, feelings change. You know, that's such the case as the dude on, I guess, the show Botch. You didn't change your mind a couple of times because your feelings changed. You can't always act off of your feelings because that gets you in trouble. You're looking like Charlie Sheen right now, you know what I'm saying, for your feelings, right?
I hate you.
End up in jail. You know what I'm saying? But people end up doing that. They're not making fun of their situation. Obviously, it's not funny. It's not nothing, you know, to laugh at. But, I mean, we can't always be swayed by our feelings. You know what I'm saying? We got to really sit down and really think things through. That's not a good enough excuse to do anything in life just because I feel like it. You know what I'm saying? That's not a good enough excuse. We got 5 minutes left, good people. I am suing Sprint, just so you know, okay? Because I've been.
You're suing.
Yes. A class action lawsuit will be taking place formally because I'm tired of Christmas. This is ridiculous. I know that the powers that be. Trying to cut my phone off, and they know cheap. Sprint is cheap, and it's easy to disconnect their phone lines. But anyway.
Oh, guess what? Guess who's going to be the next Miss Golden Globe? Jamie Foxx's daughter. You know, when you watch the Golden Globes, they have a celebrity.
Corinne.
Like teenage. Yeah, Corinne.
The Golden Globe. She's going to be the next Golden Globe what?
The Golden Globe girl.
There's a Golden Globe
is,
girl.
Yes, it's called Miss Golden Globe. So when they have the Golden Globe Awards, a celebrity's daughter, normally it's a daughter. I think one time they did have a guy. But there's the daughter, Freddie Prinze Jr., I think he did it one time. But anyway, they have their daughter hands out the awards and everything like that to all the winners and stuff like that. You know how they escort them on the stage and all that kind of stuff? Like off to the, after they win and they do their speech or whatever. So
Tim's not
been
impressed.
Selected. He's not impressed. He's not. But he doesn't know about it. That's why. But, Tia, you knew about it, and that's all that matters,
but
right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right. Well, maybe Tim's not there anymore. Maybe, he's there. Okay.
I was choking.
Oh, you all right?
Oh, okay. Are you okay?
Bend over a chair.
No,
I'm
fine. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out why that news.
Why is that news?
Yeah,
everything can't be about, you know, socially conscious. I mean, I just kind of throw
saying,
a little
I
bit
mean,
of entertainment. I was reading through and I saw it. It's just
oh,
a little
okay.
bit of entertainment. I mean, I thought tonight's theme was a little bit lighthearted since Third Twin.
We had a good time.
Busting it up with all the cursing. I thought that it was all right.
It's fine. I'm just trying to,
you know. Are you done? Are you finished? Are you all right? Do you need to drink some water?
He's still choking.
I know.
I was choked up by that revelation. I was choked up, you know, by that, you know, wow, Jamie Foxx.
By Corinne Fox.
Yeah, check her out. But anyway, you know, one thing I will say, I just recently saw Annie. I know I'm a little late. I saw that with my kids. That was a pretty good movie.
Wow, you just watched that? It's
I just saw
like
it. Yeah,
I'm trying
to... No, the new one, the black one, the black Annie. Jamie Foxx. Yeah, no, the black Annie. Jamie Foxx is one of my favorite actors, comedians, people, period, as far as entertainment-wise. They have a song in there called The City Is Yours, or something like that. Yeah, check it out if you didn't see it. 2 minutes left, good people. Show's almost over. Actually, you know what? We got 3 minutes.
What happened
I'm
to our
I'm actually going to live. I mean, we played the music, so that's good enough. And they checked us out. And shout out to one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Fiverr. It's $5, good people. You can get your product, your song that's edited with no cuss words, play it on the show. Tonight, we let it rip. All right? So,
yeah.
This is a monumental moment here. But it's all good. But the content of what he's saying is deep, though. I mean, it's definitely
No, I didn't say the song was bad. I didn't say anything about the song. I was shocked because I know that we try to refrain from, profanity.
And that's why
I was in shock.
Okay. Well, that's what we normally do, good people. But night,
which
everyone
more?
What shocked you more?
Was it the profanity or like the Sesame Street references?
The profanity. For me, it was the profanity because I just was like, ooh, I got excited. I was like, oh, we about to be in here cussing and whatnot.
Wow,
Why are you ready to be a heathen?
I'm ready.
Save her, Lord. Save
her.
We are pretty much done for the night. We thank you again for joining us in Nighthouse Radio. We hope you had a great time having some fun with us. We talked about some serious stuff, of course. We heard some cussing, some good record, with some good points to it. And shout out again to the Dorm Media. Shout out to Nighttime Entertainment. Oh, also, people, December 9th, if you're in Philly, there's a show at Voltage, a young man. His name is D-Lo Nice. Go check him out, all right? Hit me up for more information. NightHouseRadio@gmail.com, Philly Voltage, December 9th. Check that out. Any last words, Erica and Tia?
Thanks for stopping by.
Why do we always do that, talk at the same time?
I don't know, Erica. Go ahead, say your goodbyes. I'm an ad-lib.
Okay, let me see. Thank you for tuning in, everyone.
Everybody.
Another successful show. You want to sing in the background?
Singing in the background.
All right. Till next time, everybody. Next Tuesday.
Welcome to Nighthouse Radio.
Nighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know. Before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Nighthouse, turn it on.
Nighthouse Radio.
Nighthouse Radio.
Some things that you need to know. Before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Nighthouse, turn it on.
With your host, Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.